if we feel inspired and determined to serve Krishna in a particular way, then it can appear as if we are attached, we are passionate, and we are not dependent. Yeah, Srila Prabhupada, for many people, it appeared like that. When he was at the age of 65, 70, saying, I want to go to America. People think, why do you want to go to America? At that time, India, America was a very glamorized land. Why does Swami want to go to America? See, many people thought of him as, is he just materially adventurous, or what is this? They just couldn't make sense of what he was trying to do. But Prabhupada was perseverant. So, if we are inspired to do something, then we can use our God-given intelligence to assess how important it is and how much we are capable of contributing, and we consult senior Vaishnavas, our spiritual master or our spiritual guides. And if we have their blessings, then persevering even in the face of obstacles, that is also a sign of devotion. Satatam kirtayanto mam yatantascha drudhavradah. In 9.14, the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, my devotees constantly glorify me, and for that they endeavor with great determination. So perseverance in the presence of obstacles is also a sign of devotion. Now we will have to be in the mode of goodness, and sometimes being in the mode of goodness means necessarily consulting those who are in the mode of goodness, because we always see things through the filter of our mind. So I start something, and how much do I persevere in that? That we will have to decide based on time, place, circumstance. Sometimes you may decide that this is what I am going to do. The purpose remains fixed, but the process may have to vary. Srila Prabhupada was always fixed in trying to, say, come to the West and preach in general. But Prabhupada was very flexible about how he tried to do it. In India, first he tried to start BTG. Then he tried to work with his god brothers. Then he tried League of Devotees. Then he started writing with Bhagavatam. Then he started traveling to get some permission to come to America. And in America also he came. First he stayed at Butler, Pennsylvania. Then he stayed with the Yoga Visa studio. Then he's trying various things to see what would work. So, even when, if he decided I'm going to fix in this purpose, it's not necessary that the way we try to fulfill that purpose has to be always the same. You have to see what works. Okay, this particular way of approaching this goal is not working. Then maybe I have to try something else. The standard example for this is just as the Ganga flows towards the ocean. The Ganga is determined to move towards the ocean, but the way it will move. Okay, if it doesn't, there's no path like this, then move like this. Or sometimes it creates an entirely different channel. This gets blocked, but then by this channel it moves on. So, the difference between determination and obstinacy is in terms of our seeing the bigger picture. When obstinacy is when you just hold on to one thing no matter how terrible is the cost for everything else. Like Duryodhana's holding on to the kingdom in spite of losing the good wishes and of everyone who is well wishes and antagonizing very, very big people. That is obstinacy. But determination means that this is important for me, not just because this thing is I'm attached to, but in the big picture also this is important. And when we keep the big picture in mind and then we persevere in a particular thing, then that's determination. Srila Prabhupada writes in the 10th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita purport, intelligence means to see things in their proper perspective. So if we can see how important is this particular thing for me in my broad service to Krishna, and then we persevere based on that. Does that answer your question? Thank you.